Okay, Mr. Cooper, hold on one moment. The Honorable Mr. Neal is going to conduct the hearings of this whole argument. We'll be right with you.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, sir. Would you state your full name and address number for the record?
217-720, Jonathan Joseph Cooper.
Thank you. You're appointed for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your immediate supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members of conducting hearings at this time. We have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, Mike Johnson, and Dr. C.T. Wright, who is a board chairman on the Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead.
Okay.
And also with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. He'll also represent the parole office today.
Okay.
Prior to hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'll be representing myself. I can make this short and sweet. I still got a year and a half on another sentence.
Oh.
So we can...
So as you're in, we do have a legal formality you have to go through.
Okay.
But it will go through that so short and the hearing considerably since you've given us that information.
Yes, sir.
Sorry to hear you have more trouble.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I would think so. Okay. So, this is going to be a one phase today. Well, first I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in just in case the necessity comes up for testimony. So, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you out and do so, sir?
I do.
I do also, for the record, notify the board, as Mr. Cooper said, he was found guilty and pled guilty to a new felony conviction, received 2 years in ADC, with a new community supervision begin date of 6/24/2020.
Thank you, sir. See, Mr. Cooper, the formalities.
Yep. It's all paperwork.
Yeah, a lot of that.
And triplicate.
Okay, we'll have one phase to your hearing this morning, and what we'll do is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on the warrant, and then I'll ask you if it's true or false. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Alright, allegation number one is violation of order of condition of supervision number 12A, administrated by the act of failing to maintain residence at Transitional Living Communities, TLC, 843 West Thurber Road in Tucson, on or about June 26, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were scouted from supervision. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a motion now and we'll do this over with, sir.
Okay.
All right, so based on the admission of Mr. Cooper and all the information in warrant number 2018-2081, motion from the Department of Corrections, I would move to find that Mr. Cooper was open as he violated terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed and not lapsed in a criminal liaison company. And I further move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Cooper for that, or on that basis.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself. Second by Mr. Canomas. Agreed by Dr. Wright. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Cooper, the board, well, I can't talk this morning. The board voted to revoke the community supervision. And you have to stay in there for a while. We wish you the best of luck.
All right, thank you.
And hopefully, you don't pile up too many terms in the Department of Correction, and we don't have to talk to you when you're wearing a long shirt.
No, that's correct. Yeah, hopefully not.
Okay. All right, we'd love to see you soon. This is on your hearing, and see you through that one, please.
Yes, sir. You guys have a good day.
You too.